11:44, back for the final segment in the home stretch. Rex Nelson in studio.
So this is officially the start of football season on the Buzz.
Yes.
Starting our 11 o'clock segment.
And Nelson,
which runs through the Super Bowl, right?
You're in mid-season form already.
The lockout The
lockout had no impact on you.
Well,
the NCAA
investigations. We tried to stay working out during the lockout, you know.
We've not pulled a groin yet.
No, sir. I worked out constantly during the lockout just so I would be ready for this first appearance in August. So I've been through plenty of two-a-days, Bill, shall we say, getting ready for this appearance.
I know we're going to talk pro football next Sunday and do a preview of a preview. We're going to do a preview of the NFL season. But it did my heart well to see Cam Newton fail in his in the first half with Carolina. And that's completely unfair. It's completely and totally unfair. But it made me feel a little better inside to see just what was a total and complete failure on his part. Because it's not going to be pretty. And that's not a good team. They could conceivably have the first pick
again next year. I have Auburn number 5 in the SEC West right now.
Okay, let's go through the SEC then. Aforementioned Auburn in at number 5. They're on your. But let's run 1-6 on the Western Division.
All right, this is what I have, and I'm shaking it up a little bit because I probably have LSU lower than anybody in the country making SEC West predictions. But you know, you got to reach out there sometimes and shake things up.
So anybody can pick a favorite.
I got Alabama number 1. Mm-hmm. I did pick a favorite there. They're awfully good. They're always going to be good as long as Saban's there. I got Arkansas number 2. I don't drop them that far despite the Nile Davis injury. I just, you know this, I've bought into Petrino. Yep. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm a total homer when it comes to that man. I still want our defense to prove itself. But offensively, the guy is a genius. I think, you know, people say, well, they lost Davis. Well, they got a couple of good players behind him. And, you know, wait a second. What are you gonna do? You gonna load the line against the run against Arkansas? Are you kidding? With the best receiving core in America?
Let's talk about Arkansas for just one moment because I'm not objective way too often when it comes to reviewing Arkansas, and I got to tell you, losing Davis has tempered my optimism to some degree. I mean, he has size and speed and that's a very difficult combination when you get into the fourth quarter of games and you start to put games away.
Which I said on this show last week while you were off with the East Coast Elite.
Yes. Yes. Larry Ellison and I working on his yacht.
I thought you were doing some windsurfing with John Kerry, myself.
Exactly.
Inch pitcher Bill in his long sleeve dark shirt out there doing a little windsurfing.
Collar popped up.
But I said on this show then that I think one of the great moments in recent Razorback history is when they ran the ball up the middle time after time to run out the clock against LSU in War Memorial Stadium last year, and LSU couldn't do anything about it.
Yep.
What a great drive. Yep. You'll remember, Bill, at one point in that time, LSU had to take a timeout. Just to give its defense
fatigued.
A rest. And I've been like you to some great games in War Memorial through the years, and I don't think I ever remember a louder hog call than came down during that timeout.
It was exactly what Bobby Petrino drew up. That's how he envisioned his offense working at Arkansas.
Is the situation where the loss of a Davis could hurt you.
That's really tough. There's no one, and we can talk about Ronnie Wingo and some others, and I know he's added weight, but you just don't lose a player like that and not lose a step in your offense. I'm with you. I'm a Petrino fan.
Where you potentially get in trouble is
tough.
You have a 2-point lead at Tuscaloosa against Alabama. You get the ball back with 4 minutes left in the game, and you don't want to go 3-and-out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how, instead of you being able to just put it in the freeze, pound away, run 3 minutes, 58 seconds off the clock, and then watch the last two tick off, I think you're back to scheming like he had to do in his second year. We're still throwing the ball around some in the fourth quarter, and they really would like to put it in the freeze at that point.
So
the loss of Davis. And then, look.
But I still think Arkansas is going to be very good.
I'm excited about our defense, but I'm not as excited as everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, look, their experience, there's no doubt about it, but it helps that Arkansas this year, if you look at the offenses that we'll play, it helps that we're not playing. I mean, look, Bama's going to line up and run the ball. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to be good at doing, and they're going to not make their quarterback have to make big decisions or big plays. They're going to line up and run the ball. I think we can scheme for that. I think our defense is going to be very, very good. Can it be good enough to overcome the loss of a Nile Davis? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, having said all that, we're a 10-win season. Yeah. I still believe. But
call me a homer. Say yes. I say yes. They overcome the Nile Davis injury, and they're possibly what? Yeah, well, if you finish second in the West, you probably are a BCS team again.
Is Blake Edens the Arkansas version of Nevin Shapiro? We're talking goofy hair.
I was going to say. I went to the famed, we talked about you Thursday night, the famed Grady Fish Fry.
I heard about that.
Always the Grady third Fish Thursday Fry. In August with Auburn Bagman, Blake Edens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he wouldn't cough anything up. I was trying to get some breaking news on that Auburn situation.
Is he a potential booster to get two programs in trouble? Can he get Arkansas and Auburn? There he is hugging Cam Newton's mom at the SEC championship game, and you see him dressed in a mallet jersey on the sideline trying to lead the team out onto the field. I don't know if Blake Edens is our version of Nevin Shapiro. They both have goofy haircuts. I'll put it that way. Okay, so you like Alabama, Arkansas, then you like the Bulldogs.
I like the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. I think they're going to be the pleasant surprise in the SEC this year. I think Dan Mullen is a heck of a coach. Mm-hmm. And you say, yeah, but he's still at Starkville. But I like him. I think that Mississippi State at Arkansas in the next to last game at War Memorial Stadium, frankly, could be a very, very big game, unlike the recent games we've seen where Arkansas just blows Mississippi State out when they come into War Memorial.
It's an impact game right before the LSU game.
Right before the trip to Baton Rouge. Yep.
That would be exciting. Mm-hmm. That would truly be exciting. Then you like LSU.
Yeah. I've still got LSU in my top 25, certainly. But I just – there's something there. And I guess you're going to say it's Les Miles. Yeah. But there's just a feeling there that they're a little bit overrated, that they're set up for a fall, and that the folks down in South Louisiana are going to be very disappointed. It's just a gut feeling on my part.
I don't think the Jefferson kid is what the answer for them at quarterback.
Mm-mm.
And I know that their defense will be good, but will it be better than last season? They've lost some really good athletes on the defensive side of the ball. But that they're always a question mark because of Les Miles.
Yeah.
They're always a question mark because of Les Miles. And then Auburn coming in, they come back down to earth in what will be a rebuilding year on the Plains.
Yep, exactly. So, Chizik could come up with some upsets, I think, along the way. But I do think, they come down. And then there's our old friend that just about everybody's putting in last.
Yeah.
Bill, you don't understand. We got a national championship under construction.
I love that.
Under construction, Bill.
Tell me, Houston.
It's special. It's special over here. We're underrated, and that's when we're dangerous.
Since we haven't put Stats on the spot and having him, we're talking about our friend Stats Norsworthy, who's the pregame and postgame voice of the Ole Miss Rebels.
Who has still not followed through on my request that I just want on tape in the system, and I called that play, Bill, to use on this show from time to time.
I want that from my birthday.
Yes. I called that play, Bill.
If they have as bad a season as it looks like they could have, because
I think there's pressure there now.
Does the seat warm midway through this season? And is that Arkansas game on campus? Here's the thing: Arkansas goes over and wins, then I think you could point to two programs heading in markedly different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Season four.
Season four and see where we are.
One program is really
looking
forward. We
got one who went to the Cotton Bowl now two straight years and then fell off to 4-8.
Yep.
And if they have a second consecutive losing season, you're hit with that old thing again that Houston's had to deal with in the past, and that is you won with another guy's recruits, one with Ed Orgeron's recruits, and now our program's not headed where we wanted. Whereas if Petrino comes back with another great season, then you've looked at a steady build at Arkansas over those 4 years.
It really makes the Egg Bowl. If he's looking at a at a sub 500 season. The Egg Bowl then becomes
I don't think you can lose that yet again.
Okay.
So I think there's some heat there.
So to recap, you like Alabama, Arkansas, LSU,
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, LSU, Auburn and Ole Miss.
Yep.
On the eastern side of the division, who do you like?
You know, it's strange for us to be in agreement on these things, mm-hmm. but I'm going to pick Georgia. I think South Carolina's overrated. And I think Mark Richt is a heck of a coach. I think that's a program with tradition. I think it's a program that's going to come back to the top this year. I like the Georgia Bulldogs.
So you like the Dogs?
Yep.
And Florida in at number two?
Yep. I like Florida at number two. South Carolina's going to be a bit of a disappointment at number three. But, you know, we made the old comment about A&M earlier. Aggies are being Aggies. Well, South Carolina... They're South Carolina, Bill, and I don't see them back in that championship game. Yeah, so I like South Carolina at number three. Tennessee, tradition-based, I guess Dooley give him number four in his second year over there.
Talk about a program that has just gone away.
It's not on the radar anymore.
Not on the radar anymore.
We don't even discuss them anymore.
I liked it when Tennessee was good. I really did.
We could make fun of Phil Fulmer.
Oh, it Fat was so Phil much more trying to fun. Fall over yeah. on one of his daughters yeah. as he's running
Those
the midfield.
Those were fun days.
I liked it when Tennessee was good.
I think we need Tennessee to be good in the SEC. So much tradition.
Yes.
A stadium that seats over 100,000 people. We need Tennessee to be good, but I don't see on the horizon when they're going to be consistently good again.
Then you've got Kentucky and Vandy rounding it out, correct?
Yeah, Kentucky and Vandy.
Okay.
Kentucky plays basketball. Vanderbilt plays pretty good baseball.
I was going to say. That's what's the old you can scream and you can cuss, but someday you'll work for us.
Exactly.
That's all Vanderbilt.
By the way, as we sign off, I want to note that our oldest son, Austin Robert Nelson, moved into his room, began school at Hendricks College.
Good man.
On Tuesday, Bill Vickery's alma mater.
My alma mater.
I want him to follow in my footsteps, and I have told him that in 2 years when Hendricks starts football, he'll be a junior. I want him, you, and Congressman Tim Griffin to be the broadcast crew.
I think three men in the booth. Three men in the booth.
What do you think? Hendricks Radio.
I think that would be fantastic. I look forward to that. I think we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Hey, and
on
happy
KHDX, which is, isn't that what it is? With 10 watts over there?
I was going to say it broadcasts for three blocks. you broadcast literally for three blocks.
And I understand there have been some things said on that station that's gotten kids kicked out of school through
And rightfully so. And rightfully so. Somebody, well, never mind.
I'm not going to go there.
I got to hit this real quickly. You mentioned Congressman Tim Griffin. Today is his birthday. Happy 43rd birthday,
happy birthday
to Congressman
Griffin. He's going to catch it Thursday, though.
Thursday night. DoubleTree Hotel, tickets are still available. Go to the Big Brothers, Big Sisters website today and buy your tickets. Rex Nelson and I, along with the president of Stevens, Inc., Kurt Bradbury.
Who knew that Kurt was funny?
And he's working up shtick as we speak right
he
now.
He may knock him dead. And Kevin Crass.
And Kevin Crass.
Former basketball star at Ouachita Baptist University. Did you realize that?
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
We will roast our friend Tim Griffin. Thursday evening, DoubleTree Hotel. Go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters website and check that out. And if I can, before we go, do yourself a favor. This week, go to iTunes, do whatever it takes. Take my advice. Download the movie, The Wild, Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, great.
The
movie.
Wild, is it not awesome?
Amazing.
I was turned on to that. The Wild, Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Download it. But before you watch it, put on an adult diaper. Put on an adult diaper because you won't be able to stand it. Check it out, The Wild, Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. I'll play clips next week from the movie itself. What edited Great. Clips, yeah. of course. Rex, excellent job. Excellent job. Thank you to Jerry Larkowski, the Polish Whiz Kid, as well as your creation, Rex, your protege, Kerry Ringers, in town from Wichita, former journalistic heavyweight here in Central Arkansas. Matt, excellent job producing the program today. Till next week, Rex and I will do pro football previews next week. I'm Bill Vickery, in the words of the great...
Better do it fast. Too late.
Join Doug Ryan, Professor Tom Hunt every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Home Remedies. They've been in the business of energy efficiency... for.